Please bow your heads for the prayer of understanding. God, source of all light, by your word you give light to the soul. Pour out upon us the spirit of wisdom and understanding that, being taught by you in Holy Scripture, our hearts and minds may be open to know things that pertain to life and holiness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, and through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem went into exile. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
Thanks for all those hard names. I ran across a website this week that was really encouraging. The name of the website is called My Hero, and you can find it at www.myhero.com. Pretty simple. It's a website dedicated to the everyday people who do things for others that we may not say would be really amazing, but they're heroic. They're ways that people have given of themselves and taken a chance and ended up being somewhat heroic for other people. For example, there's Claudia Martinez, who with bright elastic bands and simple care is smoothing the edges of those who are victims of earthquakes around the world. She's a 31-year-old Dominican person who tends to dozens of hospital patients who have been or across the border to her country, tenderly combing their hair, braiding it, and putting in rubber bands. We may not think that that's a really big thing to do for someone, but carrying a basket filled with those colored elastic bands and a comb, she comes every day to the hospital where there are people who are injured with broken bones and shattered lives and cares for them. Her task seems trivial, but she believes that restoring just a little bit of a person's beauty and a sense of who they are can really make a big difference at a time in their lives when everything else has fallen apart, make them feel clean and just a little bit better about who they are. Or there was the story of Clara Hale, who in 1940 faced the most tragic thing in her life. Her husband died, leaving her with two young children. Desperate to find resources to take care of herself and her children, she got a job as a babysitter, taking care of other people's children who couldn't afford a lot of money to have someone take care of their children while they were working at their jobs. And she soon learned that she could become a licensed foster mother. So during the next 25 years, she became a foster mother for over 40 children of different backgrounds and religions. Many of them, their mothers were drug addicts or children who had contracted AIDS from their mothers. Claire's goal was to take in all these children who nobody else wanted, and she accomplished that goal very well. Claire was a loving, generous mother to over 800 children during her lifetime. Her life ended with a great feeling of, in her heart, that she had really changed some of these children's lives for the better. With so many scandals being reported in the news lately, we could easily be led to believe that there are no heroes anymore. There are no great personalities that are being held up for others to emulate. Only narcissistic, self-indulgent entertainers and politicians whose lives have been constantly out of control. In a Time magazine article about the millennials, one section had the heading which read, Leaders, Heroes Hard to Find. Listen to a portion of that section. Today's potential leaders seem unable to maintain their stature. They have a way of either self-destructing or being decimated in the press, which trumpets their faults and foibles. Says Christina Chin, a 21-year-old from Denver, "Now you get role models like our presidential candidates, no one with any real ideals." I've felt for a long time the need that the 20-something generation is now beginning to articulate on a large scale, the need for more heroes. But the more I thought about trying to define what a hero was, the more I began to fumble. Once the poet Robert Frost was asked, "What is a poet?" And he simply responded, "A poet is someone who writes poetry." And maybe that's what a hero is. A hero is someone who does something heroic. But then you have to decide, okay, what does it mean to do something heroic? The inability to pin down a clear definition is compounded with a problem that the Time magazine article highlighted. Many of the people who have been put forward as positive role models, even heroes, have self-destructed or have not stood the scrutiny of the public eye. That seems to be a reality that we would have to deal with trying to figure out who a hero is, or what does it mean to be heroic or a positive role model. None will be found who will come out squeaky clean. The Bible is unashamedly clear on that point. All of its characters are real people with chinks in their armor, and not just small chinks, but huge, wide gaps. Abraham lied to save his own skin. Jacob was a first-class cheat. Moses was a murderer and a whiner. David committed adultery and then led a cover-up that included murder. Peter blasphemed and denied he'd ever had anything to do with Jesus. Paul was a murderer and a torturer of Christians, and on and on. Oliver Cromwell once Lord Protector of England and Ireland and Scotland, was having a portrait painted of himself, and he never once looked at the portrait while it was being painted. And when it was all finished, he realized that the painter had left off a number of facial warts that he had on his face. And Cromwell then stormed these now famous words, "I want the portrait redone, warts and all." The significant characters in Scripture, we are also quick to realize, are all fashioned from the same clay as the rest of us. Scripture portrays them, warts and all. So, our definition of hero, if we're honest, cannot include a flawless character. If that's what you're looking for, it's never going to happen. You're not going to find such a person, even in the pages of Scripture. Another problem I run into when thinking about society's need for some kind of heroic personality is in the form of a question. What kind of living do heroes inspire? What kind of living should they inspire? It seems to me that what happens most often, instead of learning heroic behavior, is instead we simply succumb to hero worship. Rather than trying to forge a similar kind of positive lifestyle using the building blocks of what it means to be heroic, we simply ride on the coattails of those we deem to be heroes. We dress like the heroic. We talk like the heroic. But deep down, there's no change that we make so that we can become equally heroic. We miss the fact that maybe we're supposed to assert ourselves towards being the heroic rather than just worshiping the heroic and what they do. The real goal of having a role model, it seems to me, is not to be just like them, but instead to inspire us to find ways as we are, in the places we are, as the people we are, to be equally heroic. The role that God asked Jeremiah to model was that kind of heroic. And for Jeremiah, that meant to be a truth speaker. He spoke the truth with passion, no matter what it cost him. There is an alarm in his voice. He will tell us unflinchingly, as we look at his words in the coming Sundays, where we have fallen on our faces. He will warn us, honestly, where the traps are hidden along the way that seek to slow us down or sidetrack us from becoming the heroic people that we can become. As truth teller, Jeremiah's words are not going to be easy to listen to as we hear them in the coming Sundays. Not many model for us such utter honesty. And God gave Jeremiah a very difficult role to play. God touches Jeremiah's mouth, and then from ever after, Jeremiah speaks the truth to us who don't want to listen to that truth about who we are. God touches his mouth and says, "Behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and plant." God gives Jeremiah the role through his words to pull down people's lives so that God can then rebuild them as God wants. In our dedication to God, the truth is, we are either in the process of becoming less or we're in the process of becoming more. Certainly God desires that we would constantly become more, not less. Jeremiah, if we let him play that role in our lives in the coming weeks, will give us the truth that we need to become more and not less. Tearing down, yes, but then God will build up what Jeremiah's words tear down. Eugene Peterson wrote, "A prophet wakes us up from our sleepy complacency and then pushes us out onto the stage, playing our parts, whether we think we're ready or not. A prophet angers us by rejecting and ripping off our disguises and then dragging our heartless attitudes and selfish motives out into the open where everyone sees them for what they are. A prophet makes it difficult to continue with a sloppy and selfish life." As we shall see, Jeremiah was a reluctant role model. Time after time, he complained to God about the role that he felt like he was forced into. But yet Jeremiah pushed on. Jeremiah had such a heart for the people that he spoke to and had to speak the truth to, that at times it hurt his feelings more than the people's feelings were hurt from the words that he had to speak to them. And it put him in a terrible place, but he continued to carry that burden, knowing that that was the role God had asked him to play. Jeremiah becomes the kind of reluctant hero that surfaces in all imaginative literature. In these kinds of stories, the hero is often the person you would least expect. In J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, the heroes are characters who have no quality of the heroic about them. There's nothing that you would distinguish in these two main characters, Frodo and Bilbo Baggins, two hobbits, that you would imagine would be anything like heroic. They are stick-at-home kind of creatures who'd rather just sit in their easy chair, smoke their pipes, read their good books, and eat good food. What makes both Bilbo and Frodo heroic role models eventually is that they are called to go into a quest that is bigger than themselves, bigger than anything they can imagine. But unless they succeed and become the heroic, their world will end forever. Both their, in their turn, accept the challenge. In their quiet, simple, but bumbling ways, they slip unnoticed into and conquer the threatening powers of evil in that story. As I said before, there's nothing about Bilbo or Frodo that would give you the impression that you are in the presence of greatness. They were both normal, everyday characters who were called upon to accept a challenge that made them bigger than who they were. It was simply in their willingness to accept that challenge that elevated Bilbo and Frodo into the level of the role model, even the heroic. It's one of the main themes of that set of books. So let's put together what we know so far then about what it means to be a hero. First, a hero is a real person, imperfect in a lot of ways, and who must definitely be taken warts and all. We will be disillusioned if we expect otherwise. Secondly, a hero or role model is someone we are not to worship or copy in some secondhand way. And thirdly, heroes are the role models they are because they rise to the occasion that was presented to them. They use the talents they have, even their weaknesses, for the cause of God's good. That's the kind of person Jeremiah the prophet was. Jeremiah is a person that we can look up to, someone we would unflinchingly call a positive role model. Jeremiah is so because he has more passion for God than he has for himself. It is this prophet and this prophet's message that we're going to focus our attention on in the coming weeks. He is the kind of role model who is universal to time and culture because his message and his personality speak out truth loud and clear, whether the people want to hear that truth or not. He will make you squirm in the challenges that he will force upon you. He is a true hero in that he refuses to let us live life on his or anyone else's coattails. Instead, he calls us to honestly live faithfully and creatively in our own unique situations. He's also a person not without some quirks and glitches. And we're going to have to accept those along the way as we get to know Jeremiah, as we move through Jeremiah. It's my hope that we will not just be imitators of him, but instead discover for ourselves what it really means to be faithfully heroic in God's eyes. Let's pray. Lord God, we want to be your heroes, your heroes. We want to be called to do something bigger, to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And so in the coming weeks, challenge us with that. Give us a mission, give us a purpose that is bigger than us, that is truly heroic, and let us accomplish that for you and in you. In Jesus' name, amen.